Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Happy Feast of the Cross, everyone. It's really rare to have the feast on a Sunday, because usually it's during the week, because usually it can come any day of the week, actually. So it was timed perfectly for us this year to be on Sunday so we can spend more time. It's replacing another gospel, which we'll talk about in a second. You know, it's important for us. That's why when we were during the Synaxarium, I was telling you, pay attention, because the story of the cross was there. Actually, the Feast of the Cross is twice a year. Did you know that? Twice. One in September and one in March. So this is the one in March. And we celebrate for two different reasons. One is when Queen Helena, she wanted to discover the cross. What did she do? She took the cross. She was searching, and they found three crosses. How did they know which cross was the right one of Jesus? Who remembers? Right? They took the cross and put it on a dead funeral procession coming and put it on the body, and then it raised from the dead. So that was the first time. So that would discover the cross, and it was amazing, and you can see the power of the cross. And later on, it was stolen and then rediscovered. That's why we have two celebrations, one in September and one in March. One was for the discovery, and one was for the rediscovery after it was taken. We know how much the cross means to us in our daily lives. You know, we wear the cross around our necks, many of us. We hold the cross, some of us. We make the sign of the cross. Many of us do that, I think, right? We make the sign. And how many times do we do it throughout our day? So we know the cross has significance for us throughout our life. Sometimes it can turn into something meaningless. Like, you know, we just do it out of tradition, out of a ritual, out of superstition. I have to make the sign of the cross. But there's more. And if we take back the history of the cross, you know the history. The history of the cross itself wasn't something beautiful. It was something that the Roman government used to punish the people to death. They put them on the cross. And you know, Jesus was on the cross, but he wasn't the first one to die on the cross, right? There was many. That's the Roman government's way of punishing, crucifying people on the cross. So it wasn't something glorious, but it turned into something glorious when Christ died on the cross for us. Now, is it just a memory? Like, are we celebrating the Feast of the Cross for Jesus died on the cross, Queen Helena, she discovered the cross? Is this just a memory? Is this just something we just say, wow, that was amazing, God, thank you for the cross? And we just say it in a memory? You know, the Orthodox Church doesn't work like that. We don't do anything in just a memory, we live it today. The Orthodox faith is living the faith, not just remembering the faith. So we can't just do this as a ritual. It can't just be a fashion statement, wearing the cross. You know, someone I know who doesn't know the Western culture, they saw someone with a huge cross, and then they saw them singing a song that with a bunch of bad words. And they said, I thought he was Christian because he was wearing a huge cross. The cross nowadays can be a fashion statement. You can wear it and you can jump and you can sing and you can say whatever you want, you can do whatever you want. So the cross has probably lost its meaning over time, even for us, by the way. I know it's not that dramatic for us, but it's lost its meaning. Like, what is the cross? Are we just remembering it? Do we just make the sign of the cross? What is the point for us? And that's kind of what I want to get into with you today a little bit more. What is this cross? Why are we celebrating the feast twice? Why is it such a big deal about what happened? To get the answer, we have to go to the gospel today. I need you to turn to your Bible. This is an important reading for us today. It's from John chapter 10. Today's reading. Why is the cross so important today? Why is it so special today? John 10, 27 and 28. The gospel of John is so sweet. And John 10 is a really special chapter. But 27 and 28 is a sweet part. So let's turn together, if you can. John 10, verse 27 and 28. Remember, the goal is, why are we celebrating the cross today? It says here, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. and I give them eternal life. Remember, that's what the cross helped, cross and resurrection. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Here's the sweet one. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. No one is going to snatch us, you, out of the Lord's hand. Why did he go to the cross? And why was there death and resurrection? So that nobody can snatch us. That we are his. That we are protected by him. That's the main purpose. That's why Jesus was incarnate and born and came to this earth. Why did he come here? So he can make sure no one can snatch us out of his hand. His protection, his love. That's really the goal. That he would take us and restore us back to him. And I think this is the sweet spot of this feast is that, hey, my sheep, they hear me and they follow me. And I will never let anything snatch them out of my hand. I love them too much. And in the liturgy, we focus on this. When we see the liturgy, there's a part where it says, Lord, you taught us the ways of salvation. What is the ways of salvation? The way of salvation is the way, part of it is the way God came down here to grab us and carry us and take us to him. Like there's a way of salvation that he doesn't want us to lose. And his main goal as a father is to make sure none of us go out of his hands. Last week, I don't know if you remember last week's gospel. Who remembers last week's gospel? It was a parable of the lost son. And the lost son left the hands of the father, but then came back into his hands and God protected him. There's a verse in 1 Peter 2:25. I mean, you don't have to turn there. 1 Peter 2:25 says, if you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. The goal of the feast in the last 2 weeks together is returning to the hands of the Father. To return to the shepherd of our souls. I love that. The shepherd of our souls. We are his sheep. It's said today, his sheep as well. We may have kind of lost focus and have gone here and there. Maybe our spiritual life is not the same. But the goal is we're returning to the shepherd of our souls, the overseer of our souls. We're coming back to the one who says, I'm not letting anything happen to you. No one will take you out of my hands. And that's the sweet spot of today. Like I said to you earlier, there is in Great Lent, today is supposed to be one of the seasons of Great Lent, one of the weeks of Great Lent. After Prodigal Son, what's after Prodigal Son? Usually today, but it's not today. Samaritan Woman. And people were upset. Said, Abuna, I love the Feast of the Cross, but please don't miss the Samaritan Woman. She's my favorite. By the way, she's one of my favorite too. I love her story. So guess what? I'm going to bring her into the story today because she's very relevant. We're not going to forget the Samaritan Woman today. Her name is Saint Fotini. Saint Fotini is her saint name, and we know that she became great. Now, let's look at her story really quick. She loved God, but it wasn't always like that. She was so ashamed of her mistakes. Does that sound familiar to us? She felt so guilty of her sins that she let herself be taken away from the shepherd. She became the sheep that was away from the shepherd, and she became so hated by everyone in town in Samaria. She was spit on. She was cursed by the people. She was not welcome in the gatherings. That's why when she went to get water at noon because no one was there. It was the heat of the day, and that's when Christ met her at that moment. She just kept going more lonely, more away, more broken. And she went deeper into her sins, her life of shame and guilt. But you know the story, and I love the story. And I don't know if you guys have seen The Chosen recently, but there's one of the seasons, I don't remember which season, but when he met her at the well, it kind of brought it to life. I know the story from the Bible, you know the story from the Bible. It brought it to life, and you see how she's like, there's no way you're coming to me. And he said, no, I'm coming just for you. I'm coming just for you. And that's what I want to say is this Feast of the Cross is for our Lord granting us salvation of our souls. He said, I don't want anyone to snatch you. I don't want anyone to steal you from me. And he did that to the Samaritan woman. He said, look, I know you made a lot of mistakes. I know you have a lot of weaknesses. But you're my daughter. He looked at her in the eyes and said, you're my daughter. And nothing and no one will snatch you out of my hands. And he went all the way there for her. She's the story of John 10, today's gospel. She is the sheep that Jesus will never let her be taken. And if she's so special to God, and I love her story, and I love that she became a great apostle, and she became like, you know, a great missionary, and she changed the town, she changed a lot of the community. I love her story. From no hope, to broken, to empty, to lost, to big sinner, to a great saint. I love her story, but the story couldn't have happened without our Savior coming for us for salvation. That's why he came. That's why we're here in church. In church today, you think this is just another liturgy and a sermon? No. This church and this liturgy is Jesus saying, I'm coming for you, and I'm going to put you on my shoulders, and no one is going to take you out of my hands. No one will snatch you. I want you to be with me. I don't care if whatever happened in your past. I don't care what you did. I still love you and I need you with me. And last week, the lost son came back. This week, it's supposed to be the Samaritan woman. She's restored. But all this is related to the cross. Let's go back to John 10. If you have it open still, please look at it with me. John 10, 27, 28. Now, we know what Jesus did. But we didn't say what we have to do. We know there's a grace of God for our weakness, our mistakes. We didn't say our part. Look, there's always man's part and God's part. This is a relationship between God and man. This is a relationship between you and him, me and him. So what is my role in this? What is your role in this? Let's look back at John 10, 27, 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And then he gives eternal life. And then they shall never perish. And then no one will snatch them out of my hands. So what's our part? What's our part? Hear his voice. Follow him. I know it sounds the same thing we say every week. We need to hear what he has to say to us. God, what do you want to say to us? We're ready to follow. We're ready to do whatever you say. And that's the key. He will leave the 99 sheep to look for you and to look for me. He doesn't care that we're lost. He's coming after us. And that's clear in the Bible. It's clear what God has done. So what he did on the cross and resurrection was to restore me from my evil ways, from my sins, from my mistakes, from things that I feel so guilty about, you feel so guilty about. He's here to restore it. But we must listen to his voice. You can't say you are his unless you listen to him. Unless I listen to him. No, you're my shepherd. But I never listen to the shepherd. I never follow you. It can't work. So we have to think about in our daily life, am I really listening to his voice? I know we say this all the time. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. When we say listen to his voice, there's somewhere clearly that we can do that every day in the Bible. Like truly, it's not reading the Bible. It's reading the Bible and taking it in, digesting it, and saying, I want to do that, Lord. Help me to follow what you just said. I can't do it alone. And that's the goal of hearing his voice. My sheep, if you're his sheep, hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. And then he grants us this beautiful, beautiful, eternal life and blessing. I just want to say, I don't want us any longer to say, thank you, God, for protecting me, and then not listening to him. I am your sheep. I'm going to listen to your voice. I'm going to listen to your word. I'm going to follow you. I know I have my own way. And today in the well, we're going to go into a little bit more. I want you to stay for the well today. We're going to talk about it more. But again, John 10, 28 says, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. You know what, guys? When you make the sign of the cross again, I want you to do it differently. I want you to do it differently. Let's make the sign of the cross together. Let's get our name of the Father. Where is it at right now? Where is that? So you want to say, God, I need you to protect my what? My mind. And name of the Son, where is it at now? It's my heart. God, I need you to protect my heart. Don't let the evil one snatch. And then Holy Spirit is where? and your arms, your shoulders, which is your actions. So Lord, please, don't let the evil one snatch and trick me up in my mind. Protect my mind, protect my heart, and protect the way I live my life and my actions. When you make the sign of the cross, make it slowly and prayerfully. And no, when you make the sign of the cross, there's a shepherd who is going to protect and care and bless. He's coming to you today like he did the Samaritan woman. He's coming to me today. And he's not letting us be lost. He will not let anyone be snatched from his hands. But we have to do our part. God, I'm yours. God, I obey you. I listen to you. So make the sign of the cross a little bit differently this time. The last thing I want to say is not from my words, but St. John Chrysostom. I love St. John Chrysostom. I always quote him because he's so wise. He's called the golden mouth because he said so many amazing things. But listen to what he said here about the cross. He said, by the cross, we know the gravity of sin, how great sin is. But by the cross, we know the greatness of God's love towards us. I know it's simple, but beautiful. Yes, we know how big sin is. But by the cross, we know God's great love for you and for me. It wasn't a one-time event. It was an event that sparked a life of repentance for us. A life that we want to be with you, God. I'm your sheep. Tell me what to do. You want me to stop this sin? I'll stop this sin. You want me to follow you over here? I'll follow you here. But God, I don't want my life to be my life anymore. I want my life to be your life. And that's how you should be the rest of liturgy. Pray, say, God, you're saying to me, I'm your sheep. You're saying you're going to give me eternal life. You're saying that no one will snatch me from your hands. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to give my life to you. That's a great love. The gravity of sin, but the gravity of his love is much more. Let's pray the rest of liturgy and say, Lord, my mind, my heart, my actions, please protect them. And please let me follow you. And don't let anyone snatch me out of your hands. Let's pray for one another. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.